Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A Port Colborne man is running along the shore of Lake Ontario aiming to raise money for youth sports. Adam Saltarelli set off on his journey from Queenston running to the Gananoque area in 3 weeks, attempting 21 marathons in 21 days, all in support of Canadian Tire's Jumpstart program. He says he chose Jumpstart as the charity as it helps eliminate financial barriers for children to participate in sports. He was in Cobourg and Port Hope Thursday and Friday. His goal is to raise $5,500.
I'm running around the lake so I can raise money for Canadian Tire Jumpstart. When I was younger, I was trying to like afford, you know, different things like my car, some other payments and stuff. And it just, I had to stop doing my favorite sport at the time, which was martial arts. And that kind of like that financial pain, if other kids my age had to deal with that or younger, I thought that would, that would bring a lot of harm and, tear people away from their goals. So I think Jumpstart's a great charity to support that cause and let younger kids get into the sport that they love.
So how did it come together with Jumpstart and yourself? Did you reach out? How did this come about?
So I did a charity run, a 100-mile charity run, actually this summer, maybe 2 months ago, and I called the PC 100. It was like a local 100-mile unofficial race I hosted, and I was able to just raise some money for Jumpstart. I just found them. I just kind of knew about their brand from local Canadian Tires and stuff, and I already agreed with what they did, so I put Jumpstart as the main charity for supporting, and we raised $2,500. And then I thought, you know what, if I can run 100 miles, I could try running around a lake. And then now that's where we're at.
So talk to me about the gear up, I guess the preparation for your body to start from going from 100 miles to close to 550.
So it actually didn't change that much other than just, I'll explain what the 100 mile training was. So like for training for 100 mile race, I hit a few 100 mile weeks. You know, that was like trying to get in like a half marathon a day sort of in terms of mileage, bigger runs on the weekend, and then those back-to-back runs where you're putting your body through a little bit more than it normally would be used to. And those are like kind of like the growth spurts you're using to then keep upping it around 10% per week. For the 550-mile race, I just increased basically the daily mileage and then made sure, I want to focus on recovery and rest and knowing how to take care of like my body and my feet and prevent like chafing, all that stuff, because it's a multiple week event versus 100 mile race where it's one and done. So just learning to be a little bit more smart on the technical aspect was big in the preparation, and then just a little bit more mileage per week just to kind of simulate what I'd be running for the race, which is around 180 miles per week.
So now you've done quite a few stops on your journey. What's it been like going to each town?
I've received the most support from Toronto and then Cobourg, which is actually where I'm at right now. They set up some tents and stuff for me, which was really, really kind. But most of the other towns, like either just people coming out to me up in front being like, hey, we like what you're doing, here's a donation, or someone just like texted me on Instagram, dropped me off some food and stuff. So yeah, I've been getting minor little bits of support along the way, but for the biggest spots, I've been like Toronto and Cobourg so far.
So do you have a fundraising goal, or are you just looking to raise what you can?
So I'm thinking we're close to like 3,000 right now, and the goal is to raise 5,550 in parallel to the LO 550, the 550-mile race. So that's the goal, and we're almost there. And it's funny, so we're almost matched up with the duration of the event. So we're on 67% through this race, and we're about 67% way through the goal.
So then how's your body holding up with the amount of running?
Good, actually. It's been getting better every day, which is confusing to say. But on day maybe 2 and 3, I was feeling kind of in the dumps, but then my body really just kickstarted itself and got used to it. And honestly, this week's been way easier than last week, which is really strange. But I've been just focusing on my recovery and making sure I take care of like my feet and that the other technical aspects along the way, just so it's easy for myself when it comes to like eating, prepping the food for the next day and whatnot. So just getting technically smarter and body feels great.
If I want to make a donation, now that you've kind of passed through COVID, how do I go about doing that?
So you can still do it online at lo550.com, or you can go to my Instagram for at Adam Seltzerelli, because you just click on the banner on my profile, and that will link you to the little page I have put up for the donation acceptance. That, or you can go to the LO550, and there's donation buttons on there.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.